our discussion of Principle 17, Torah and Mitzvot. So we were discussing how the spiritual practice of Mitzvot is all about working to develop our desire to give and wanting to be in divine service and attaining the state of unconditional love. So if we're working with Mitzvot throughout the day, anytime we have a mitzvah, so it's giving us a moment to, first of all, go beyond what we would necessarily do otherwise and to perform the mitzvah. So that's already a work of going beyond our desire to receive. And then the idea is to try to have the conscious intention and awareness of why I'm actually doing the spiritual practice right now. Why am I really doing the mitzvah? Because the idea of every mitzvah is to be doing something in divine service. So throughout the day, there's different mitzvot to do. For example, making a blessing on a food that we're going to eat. And in that moment of performing the mitzvah, we try to concentrate, okay, why am I really doing the mitzvah right now? Am I really doing it as an act of divine service? Am I really performing this right now without any regard to anything it's going to do for me? Am I, as I'm performing this mitzvah, aware that I'm in the divine presence? Am I trying to connect myself in this moment to the source of reality? Am I performing this mitzvah in the way I would if it was revealed to me, our divine reality? So as we're contemplating these types of questions when we're performing a mitzvah, so these are moments that are helping to uplift us to higher consciousness, becoming aware of our intention, realizing how much that could be elevated, and increasing our yearning towards reaching a state of pure giving and unconditional love, and reminding us constantly to try to realize that we're in the divine presence and to be connecting to that on all the levels. So the daily practice of mitzvot is constantly trying to tap us in, right? To raise us up, raise up our consciousness, tap us in. And how we were saying before that the Kabbalah is expressing how important it is that we are consciously working with the mitzvot in order to reach the state of reaching higher levels of love and giving. Because having that directed consciousness and desire in our performance of mitzvot is what enables the mitzvot to bring us to the higher levels of consciousness and higher levels of loving. Now, the actual practices themselves of all of the mitzvot have so many deep levels of meaning and what's happening with them. They all root into these basic concepts that we've been talking about until now on some level. All of them, just on a simple level. There's so many levels of depth of going, but just to talk very simply now, like take for example the mitzvah of lighting candles for Shabbat. So right before Shabbat begins, to usher in the beginning of Shabbat, we take a few moments and we light candles. We have a short meditation. And there's the idea to light, if we can, at least two candles to signify the beginning of the Shabbat. We take a few minutes, meditate, contemplate. So those two candles, although there's so many different levels of meaning, but on one level, represent what we learned about Kav Yamin and Kav Smol, which is also giving and receiving, which is the level of giving to give and the level of receiving to give. So Shabbat, on one level, represents reaching that state of giving to give and then being able to receive to give. So those two aspects of right and left consciousness, when we're beginning the Shabbat, are being signified in the two candles that we're lighting. Just one simple understanding, but to see how in the mitzvah is directly expressing these concepts that we've been talking about. Take, for example, the mitzvah of tefillin, So in the Tefillin, we have what's written in the Tefillin is all concepts from the Torah about reaching the state of truly loving. And we bind the Tefillin to our arm and to our head. So we put the Tefillin on our left arm. Our right arm signifies giving, and our left arm represents receiving. So when we're starting the day and we're binding the Tefillin to the left arm, so we're signifying that we're taking our desire to receive, and with our desire to give, we're binding it down, we're controlling it, we're harnessing it to help focus us that for the entire day, we're going to try to have our desire to receive under the control of our desire to give. We're like expressing that in the mitzvah. For someone who's left-handed, they put on the right arm, because for the left-handed person, the right arm represents receiving, the left hand represents giving in that way. We put the tefillin also, we bind them on our head, because we learned that our desire to receive has two aspects, the aspect of heart and the aspect of mind. So the tefillin that we put on the arm is next to the heart, where it rests, boxes of the tefillin. So that represents working to transform our heart aspect from receiving to giving. And the tefillin that we put on the head represents the mind aspect, reminding us to work in the place of emunah, being able to go beyond what we understand. So the meanings of all these practices go so beyond what we're just talking now, but just trying to show very simply how every mitzvah directly corresponds to a concept that we've been learning about, the transformation. When we bow in the prayers, so there's like a bending of the knees and a bending of the head in the bow. So the bending down of the knees is like lowering our hearts. We're bringing our body down and we're bringing our head down, which is, again, we're trying to bring our heart aspect to lower it from our wanting to receive to a place of the divine reality of wanting to give and be of service. And also with our head, lowering our understanding to try to reach higher levels of understanding, higher levels of emunah. We have in the morning, we have the spiritual practice of washing our hands in a particular way. The first thing when we wake up in the morning, there's a particular way to wash our hands. Take a washing cup and we're going back and forth three times between the two hands. Three times represents the Kav Yamin, Kav Smol, Kav Emsa, right consciousness, left consciousness, center consciousness, how we're working with the two together. In the washing of the hands, the right hand is serving the left hand. Way we do the ordering of it. We're putting the water on the hands. The water represents trying to connect to giving and loving kindness, life, the place of unconditional love. We're raising up our hands in the blessing, trying to raise up our hands, represent the actions that we're doing, trying to focus that our actions throughout the day should be in a place of giving and loving. I'm just trying to bring quickly here is that all of the mitzvot of the Torah are all rooted in this transformation from going from the place of receiving to the place of giving, transcending our self-interests and attaining the state of unconditional love, and working on trying to attain higher levels of emunah. When performing the spiritual practices, the Kabbalah explains that the idea is to take whatever practice we're working with, and there's all different levels of working with the practices. But whatever level we're working with a particular practice, the idea is to do that practice all the time. Not to just take up some practices and do them when we feel like it, this one here and this one there, and today I feel like doing that practice. But the idea is to pick whatever practices we're working with, and as a discipline to do them all the time, whether we feel like it at that moment or not. And the reason why that's very important, even it's more important to do that on very small levels and to start working on big levels with many different practices, but only doing them when we feel like it. Because if we're only doing the spiritual practices when we feel like it, so we're using those practices in a self-serving way when we feel like it. But if we start to take some practices and work with them regularly, whether we feel like it or not, so it's specifically in those times that we don't feel like doing the practice, but we're working to do it anyways, so then we're working on our desire to receive. We're learning how to love beyond how it feels for us. So working with the mitzvot is a discipline. And the idea is we're working on it in a very disciplined way to try to learn how to be able to go beyond what we understand, go beyond what it's making me feel like in this particular moment. And so we're learning how to grow to that place of loving beyond our self-interest and learning more and more to try to be in the consciousness of unconditional love, state of divine service. And again, with the mitzvot, trying to always awaken our awareness that we're in the divine presence every moment, which is ultimately what we're trying to realize. So there's so much to discuss. This is trying to put out a little bit about the Torah and mitzvot. We've been talking these few sessions now mostly about the mitzvot. The Torah is the spiritual learning aspect, which is the idea to be regularly learning about these things and learning about our practice and learning about our spirituality, because that's what inspires us and gives us direction in the path of our spiritual development. So we'll end for now, and God willing, continue next time.